US President Donald Trump says he's not ready to provide Kyiv with long-range Tomahawk missiles. It follows his meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House on Friday. Mr. Trump said he hoped the war could be ended without thinking about Tomahawks, urging both parties to stop where they are on social media. The president says progress has been made on plans to meet his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin in Budapest, although no date has been set. Arsen Yatsenyuk was Ukraine's prime minister from 2014 to 2016 and now chairs the Kyiv Security Forum. I spoke with him earlier. Mr. Yatsenyuk, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Well, it's my pleasure, Sally, to address the Australian audience.
What was your impression of this third White House meeting between Mr. Zelensky and Mr. Trump?
Well, initially I expected to get better results, but KGB operative Putin realized that he is under the threat of real strong decision on the side of President Trump, and that President of the United States was ready to deliver Tomahawks to Ukraine, and it wasn't just an idea to deliver an additional weaponry to Ukraine, but this would have been a clear-cut signal that Americans strongly support Ukraine, and that's the reason why Putin urgently tried to reach out to Trump and asked for a new meeting with the U.S. President. But in general, that meeting between my president and President Trump is much better than it was 7 months ago. So they get along. They get along. And I wish the same to your prime minister. As far as I know, your prime minister will be heading to D.C. with a very tough mission on trade and everything. And I believe that your prime minister is to raise Ukrainian issue. I mean, the war of Russia against Ukraine, too. Mm-hmm. At least I will be very grateful to him.
How important are Tomahawk missiles to Ukraine's hopes of winning or at least ending this war?
Look, I want to be very clear. It is not a magic wand, and it is not a game changer. Whether we need this type of long-range missiles, yes, we do. This is an option for us to hit military targets at the range of 2,500 kilometers. It's more than 1,000 miles. But it's both military and geopolitical symbolic gest. If we get this kind of missile, this would prove that the U.S. administration has the back of Ukraine. And that's what I actually admire.
What's your read of President Vladimir Putin at the moment and his relationship with the United States?
Look, the United States is an enemy of Russia. The United States is a key pillar of NATO, and Russia, together with China, because, you know, as of now, the Russian bear has been leashed by the Chinese panda, because it's China, Russia, North Korea, Iran, and another dictators and pariahs who are fighting with the Western-led global order, who are fighting against the United States, and they want to win in Ukraine. And that's the reason why Ukraine is fighting like hell. We are fighting for ourselves, and we are fighting for the values of the free world. So Putin wants definitely to play Trump. He wants to humiliate. He's dragging his feet in order to avoid sanctions, to postpone the delivery of weaponry. So he managed to play President Trump in Anchorage. And I believe that President Trump has realized this, and he will never allow to repeat this kind of case scenario in Budapest, because, as you are well aware, they agreed to have the meeting in Budapest. And I hope that this meeting would be completely different.
What are your expectations around this summit in Budapest between President Trump and President Putin?
You know, Sally, I am quite pragmatic and realistic, so it depends, okay? So, first of all, my key message is that I hope that the President of the United States would not allow President of Russia, designated war criminal Putin, to play him. So the outcomes of this meeting could be either Ukraine gets an unconditional ceasefire, or President Trump will just skip this kind of so-called summit. We have only two options on the table. Otherwise, look, if this would be the similar pattern or a copycat scenario that happened in Alaska, this would be a disaster personally for the president of the United States and for the leader of the free world, I mean for the United States.
What concessions is Ukraine willing to make in order to achieve peace with Russia?
You know, that's a regular question. And sometimes, frankly speaking, I am pissed off when I am asked this question. But I will try to answer in a very open and blunt manner. Just could you imagine when an independent and sovereign country, I mean Ukraine, was invaded by an aggressor? And we were invaded 11 years ago, the day when I became the prime minister. Because Russia waged the war, started this war in 2014. So, and they occupied around, as of now, 20% of Ukrainian territory. Russia committed, you can't even imagine, horrible atrocities on the territory of Ukraine. Killing, rape, abduction of children, scorched land. It's just horrible. It's unimaginable. And every time somebody asks, what kind of another concessions are you ready to make to the killer? Would you bring him another 100,000 of Ukrainians or another region of Ukraine? Or would you bend your knee? Or would you do whatever is needed? It's just, it's a kind of very wrong narrative. So my answer would be as follows. First, I want to realize what kind of concessions suspected war criminal Putin is ready to make. But let me start with this.
How hopeful are you about the future of Ukraine?
I am very hopeful about the future of Ukraine. Look, as I already told you, Putin waged this war 11 years ago. A lot of pundits, folks, you know, they expected that Ukraine is to fall down. In 2022, everyone believed that Ukraine will be captured by Russia and the capital will be occupied in 3 days. Russia is a huge country with the nukes and with a close ally, which is China. But what's happened in the end? Putin completely failed. Could you imagine that the country, armed to the teeth, with the nuclear arms, with 140 million population, with the lifeline provided by China, couldn't occupy Ukraine and couldn't win this war and will never win this war? But it all depends on the Western world. Whether our Western allies are ready to exert an additional pressure on Russia, on China, to get along with India and to convince India to win itself from the dependence on the Russian oil, to impose secondary sanctions, and to provide an additional both military and financial support to Ukraine. And I kindly request your government to help Ukraine to win, because it's in your national security interest, because China is closely watching what would be the outcomes of this war. If Ukraine wins, this will be the blow directly into the face of all dictators. If Ukraine fails, this would create a domino, disastrous effect all over the world. And this will reverberate in Australia too.
Mr. Yatsenyuk, thank you very much for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Take care and all the best to your Prime Minister in the Oval Office.
That's Arsene Yatsenyuk there, Ukraine's Prime Minister from 2014 to 2016, and now chairs the Kyiv Security Forum.